day on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, no surprises here, we're already getting calls. Now, it says here the SES had conducted a small number of rescue efforts from Cairns to Cardwell in the previous 24 hours. The situation rapidly worsening in other areas. SES Far Northern Queensland boss, this is Wayne Coote, said 9 SES team members were being flown into flood-affected Ingham to assist. That was yesterday morning, the town on the Herbert River facing its worst flooding disaster since the record inundation of 1967. This is the real thing. Now, in circumstances like this, I cross to the SES. Peter Rinaldo's on the line, Regional Community Engagement Officer for the SES. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, mate?
This is the real deal, isn't it, Peter?
It certainly is, mate. Yeah, Mother Nature's decided to remind us who's boss and is doing it quite well across the whole part of central north and far north Queensland.
Where's the worst of it from your point of view?
We're in not too bad a shape. I don't like to say that too easily, but certainly we're much better off than, say, our northern counterparts. But for us, obviously, the southern part of our region, Kasserey Coast, up into the southern part of the Tablelands, that's where seems to be most of the rain is falling. Mm. Although last night we did get quite a few calls for assistance out around that bottom end of the Barron, the top end of the Barron there, around Caravonica, Kamarunga, and Freshwater.
Freshwater and Kamarunga again. My God, these are the people that suffered only, a little over 12 months ago, so much from the cyclonic rains. Well, how's the Barron generally then? What's your view of that one?
Flowing. I've just had a look at Tinaroo Dam, Falls Dam, and it's at 105.5% and spilling, so that's traveling along, that'll obviously all come down. So I suppose everything's doing what it's supposed to be doing for us at the moment in regards to the water catchments and things like that. We've got crews in Innisfail and actually on their way to Cardwell with the Queensland Police Water Police craft. We've got crews, as you mentioned, in Ingham. Mm. They couldn't get in yesterday. They flew in this morning in a rather large helicopter. So they're on the ground now, so they'll be operating, if not already. We've also got a crew on their way through Charters Towers to Townsville, but they're also stuck at a river. They've got a big resupply of sandbags and, I assume, some tarps as well to get to our SES counterparts in Townsville. So they're sort of there. And then to throw in the mix, we've got a missing person search at Arakan. But other than that, the volunteers are doing a superb job as always, John. Give us whatever time they can when they can. So doing a great job, and I can't compliment them enough.
Peter, were you getting calls right through the night?
Yeah, pretty much, mate. Yeah, there was that big dumping in that area of Smithfield, yes. Freshwater, Red Lynch, from about 2 o'clock on. So we got quite a few. Since we've started tracking this, so we've been tracking our job since the 25th, We're now up to 230 odd jobs, which is nothing compared to obviously what Townsville's getting, but still not insignificant. But our crews are working really well to work their way through these.
I mean, listen to the Herbert River. This is its worst flooding disaster since the record inundation of 1967. You've got to go back to 67 to get something as big as. I mean, these are running a bank of these rivers, aren't they? Unprecedented, maybe in some cases.
And there's still a lot of water to come down them. There's a lot of water in the catchments that's coming down. We're getting a lot of water into the Herbert, into the Tully, the Johnson, all of those. So we're keeping an eye on that. So we're expecting probably quite a few more days of this for us in the far north. I'm not sure what the plan is for northern region. We'll continue to support them as best we can. And we've got teams coming out of the southern part of the state into that area to support them as we speak. So,
I think I heard you say this crisis started for you and the SES a week ago, did it?
We started tracking our jobs from the 25th, 5 o'clock in the morning. We generally just pick a date and a time when things start to go a little bit out of the ordinary, and then continue to track it. So since that time, we've had 183 jobs that we've finished in our normal taskings, and seven jobs we've completed in our agency support requests. So that's things like supporting police or ambulance, or doing resupplies to people and things like that.
Yes.
So they all go on as well. So that's a lot of that's done with our flood boats, or we might be assisting police where they call in a job and we'll mark it under that. So
now, your SES members, have you got adequate numbers at the moment?
Well, I suppose what is adequate numbers
exactly
when things happen like this? We do have a good increase of numbers coming through, and we, like all volunteer organisations, have that flow of in and out. The trick for all volunteer organisations is to stem the out as much as possible. Mm. So, yeah, we're always, you know, keen to have people that are keen to help the community. We demand a lot from our SES volunteers, as you know, but those that join love it. They're very, very good at it. They're wonderful for the community, and they give up all their time for free, you know, whenever they do things. So the crew that's in Ingham at the moment, they've given up 5 days. They're on a 5-day deployment, so they've given up 5 days' work. Hopefully their employers look after them. But, yeah, we pay for everything while they're there, but that's certainly still a commitment for people to do that.
And the employers, I'm glad you mentioned them too.
We couldn't operate without them.
Yeah.
Could not operate without them. They just, you know, give us their people's time as best they can. So,
now, yeah. Peter, obviously some of them will be getting bloody tired. How do you rotate them?
Well, obviously we've got the jobs we did yesterday afternoon and last night around the Barron River. We had the northern part of the Barron River was responded by Buchan's Point, Trinity Beach and Machin's Beach crews, and the southern part by Holloway's Beach and Cairns. So we spread the workload that way. We've got, you know, 50 groups in the region, so we can move people around here. And then across the state, we do the same thing. And there'll be rotations in place to have people come in and out of deployments, so each region will know where they sit in that rotation if we're trying to get it. So my counterpart from Southwest flew into Cairns on Saturday and was quickly redirected to Townsville. And my counterpart in Southeast is on his way to Townsville as well. So that's staff-wise, we do the same thing. We're on a bigger rotation. We're on a generally a 10-day rotation. So
it's a statewide effort by the SES.
It certainly is. It certainly is. And then, as happens with everything, whether it's any sort of natural disaster, we can then call upon our counterparts in other states for assistance, and that's done through our State Disaster Coordination Centre, where we put out the call to other states. Much the same as we go down, we sent crews from here just after Jasper down to northern New South Wales for their floods. So sent down some floodboat operators and stuff like that. I went to Tasmania quite a few years ago to support an incident management team that went down there for the bushfires. So, yeah, we get around, whether it's volunteer or staff. So there's great opportunities for that and great, very, very rewarding for the volunteers to do that.
And wearying too, I would imagine. I'm just looking at this Herbert River figure. You've got to go back to 1967 to get something that might have been as powerful as this.
I was only 2 years old then.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, this is the real deal, this flood, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Some of the figures that I was just listening to, the CEO, I think it was, his title was from Sunwater, and he was talking about Burdekin Falls Dam. It's 131%, 2.6 metres over the spillway, and still rising, expecting to peak at 5. Not unusual for it. It can handle that. It's designed for that. It's a flood mitigation dam, so it is designed for that. But that's still coming downstream.
Exactly. There'll be people think, you will have to leave our house for the night. We'll be home tomorrow night. Good luck.
Yeah, and then there's all that back-end stuff. You know, we're talking about the SES that are doing that on-the-ground stuff, but SES also play that role in supporting evacuation centres or, when need to, the storm side tide cyclone shelters throughout the state. They come up from other areas to assist us with that. So there's all of that. And then there's all the people behind the scenes that resupply our teams, you know, feed them, accommodate them, all that sort of stuff. So it's a massive, massive effort, and like I say, I can't put enough credit onto our volunteers. They are just phenomenal.
What you've just described is virtually a military operation.
It pretty much is, yeah, pretty much is, with unpaid guys and yes. girls with no weapons other than sandbags, tarps, and yeah. a whole lot of grit. Yeah, so it pretty much is. We learn a lot of our stuff, and a lot of ways we operate is not too dissimilar to military-style well,
exactly.
operations and our operations rooms and our emergency management teams.
Five-day rosters, my God, imagine how buggered they'll be.
Day travel either side of that.
Yes.
Yeah, day travel either side, yeah. and then 3 days on the ground. But they'll be long days, if you can imagine swinging a chainsaw for all day and moving stuff around all day, do that for 3 days straight. In post this event would be very, very humid and very hot.
Oh, exactly.
So it'll be hard work doing washouts, getting into these houses.
Wow.
We generally get a lot of support from the Royal Fire Service guys. Yeah. They come in with their trucks. But, just washing out the houses where there's just
they're heroes
and mud. And
bloody heroes. And this is men and women. This is boys and girls.
Yeah. All ages,
yes.
Right. So we don't have a top end limit.
This is amazing.
We do have a 16-year-old bottom limit, and we don't put our 16 to 18-year-olds in any risky situations. But great mob of people, and they're happiest when they're dirty. When they're sitting around doing nothing, they get cranky.
Well, they're our heroes. They really are the heroes of our communities up here. Peter, congratulations to you and all the members of the SES. It's just remarkable what you're capable of. Thank you.
No problems. Happy to talk to you, mate.
Peter Rinaldo, who's the Regional Community Engagement Officer for the Queensland State Emergency Service.